540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bad weather is putting a damper on some Independence Day celebrations in western and northern Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk once again for the same areas yesterday, including all of northwest Wisconsin, from Superior out to La Crosse, Wausau, and into Rhinelander. These strong to severe storms begin to move into the St. Croix Valley near Spooner and Rice Lake, packing a punch, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and heavy downpours. Flash flooding is also possible, with 1 to 2 inches of additional rain. These storms will continue to spread and move eastward into a line towards Ashland, Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
People love fireworks, but they don't love getting burned or injured. Firefighter Trevor Hash recommends planning ahead.
Having a perimeter, you know, understanding how big the fireworks are going to be, having an adult set off the fireworks, not kids, and have a sober adult is even better. Once the fireworks go off, we want to store them in water overnight.
Hash says to respect your neighbors, it's also important to supervise children. Two people in Milwaukee are dead in a rash of shootings over the holiday weekend. One of those killed was a 15-year-old boy. At least 15 other people are wounded from gunfire going back to Friday night. A teenager is dead after being injured in an industrial accident in northern Wisconsin last week. It happened at Florence Hardwoods in Florence Thursday morning. A 16-year-old boy died at Children's Wisconsin Hospital Saturday. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is investigating. Counselors will be available at Florence High School on Monday. Rural Wisconsin is growing slowly, but at a faster pace than neighboring states. More from Luke Mathers.
From 2010 to 2022, Wisconsin's rural communities saw a population growth of 1.8%. That's much slower than the growth seen in the rural population throughout the 1990s, but still better than rural communities in neighboring Midwestern states. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that rural counties are seeing success from tourism and recreation economies. The younger, seasonal workers, paired with residents nearing retirement, have supported rural population growth since 2010. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Hot summer weather may stretch the limits of Wisconsin's electrical grid. In fact, two-thirds of North America might be in danger of energy shortages this summer when people are turning up their air conditioners. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation is a utility watchdog. It says Wisconsin should have enough energy to meet normal demand, but demand at peak times might overwhelm energy reserves. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, charges were filed in Waukesha for an attempted axe attack. Kevin Brew, 51, allegedly threatened the victim with an axe, making two swings that narrowly missed her leg. The incident is believed to have been driven by a dispute over owed money. Milwaukee's violent holiday weekend continued with 7 people shot, leading to 2 fatalities. Within a span of just an hour and a half, 4 shootings took place. The victims include a 40-year-old man and a 15-year-old who was shot and killed near the fireworks celebration last night. 2 other 15-year-olds sustained injuries. United We Rock is the theme for the Waukesha Parade this year. The parade followed a new route starting at the Dreyfus State Office Building on Barstow, proceeding down Main Street to Maple and ending at Park Avenue. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers and the Cubs battle it out on the 4th of July. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens at American Family Field, where the Cubs lead the Brewers right now in the 7th inning, 4-2. Chicago coming into this one desperate for a win. They have lost 7 of their last 10. Chicago's Dansby Swanson solo home run shot over the center field wall off of Wade Miley in the top of the third made it 2-0 Cubs. An error and an RBI base hit with 2 outs added. 2 more runs in the top of the 5th for Chicago. Kyle Hendricks had a no-hitter going into the bottom of the 5th for Chicago until Owen Miller reached first on a short grounder to third. Bryce Terang with a single RBI scored Miller. In the sixth, Christian Yelich hitting safely to center field, a single. Then he stole second. It was his 20th stolen base of the season. Two outs on the board, and William Contreras gets a single on an error driving in Yelich. That made it Cubs 4-2. Elsewhere in baseball, the Angels' Mike Trout is headed to the 10-day IL. After breaking a bone in his left hand last night, the 36-year-old Trout got hit by a pitch swinging on a foul tip in the eighth inning against the Padres, the Angels losing that one 10-3. NBA Summer League action getting underway this week. Marquette has eight former players on NBA teams trying to earn a roster spot, including Jamal Cain with the Miami Heat and Justin Lewis with the Chicago Bulls. Olivier Maxence Prosper is with the Dallas Mavericks. He was their 24th overall pick in the NBA draft. Free agency officially begins this Thursday in the NBA. The Bucks have come to some terms with Malik Beasley on a one-year deal. The 26-year-old guard spent the past year with the Jazz and the Lakers. And Milwaukee also bringing back center Robin Lopez, the twin brother of Brooke. We're in the seventh inning here at American Family Field. The Cubs up 4-2. Hope you're having a great 4th of July. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier, happy hour. It's getting happy up in here right now. Live in the WAUK studios, not just Crudy, not just Dom, but we've got Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn, welcome back to the second greatest radio show ever.
You're gosh darn right. It's good to be back, guys.
Hey, Maggie, thanks for joining us.
Maggie, there are some interesting legal rulings that have come down from the U.S. Supreme Court. And for those unfamiliar, Maggie does her own show right here on the Civic Media Network, 6 to 7 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show. Give it a listen. But not usually on Fridays, but we've called you off the bench. We need you. We need you on this wall, Maggie. Explain the rulings. Let's start with the student loan relief ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court, in my understanding, the ruling was 6-3. Normal cast of characters, conservatives, all six voted to overrule what the executive's ability to forgive student loan debt.
Yeah, this was a pretty straight up separation of powers, sort of balance of powers question. Biden did this ostensibly under the HEROES Act. I think one of the interesting things is that we just heard, I think a couple of hours ago, that he's going to try it again under the Higher Education Act of 1965. So your listeners may be thinking, like, wait a minute. You try it this way, they say no, you actually get to try again. Yes. The question, this is... basically, the technical term here is we're talking about administrative law. So when a legislative body, whether it's your state legislature or the Congress, adopts a law, they can't specify in the law exactly everything that the law could possibly apply to, or nor how it's going to precisely apply. That's what the executive branch does. They execute the laws. So in this case, Biden had taken a fairly...
Aggressive
read of the HEROES Act to put, which basically said in times of emergency, the government can take extraordinary actions to sort of manage the educational system. And you can see, why would it be called the HEROES Act? Well, it's about wars. Okay, yeah, I can see some federal government expansion of powers during wartime if we needed certain skill sets or things like that, right? So this was a pretty aggressive read, and basically the question was, like, do you have sufficiently enough of an emergency that it qualifies under the language of that act? I actually think despite the depravity of the outcome, the impact here, that the Supreme Court may have had the law here correct. I think looking at this question under the Higher Education Act of 1965, you're going to be doing the same thing, that it will be challenged again, which I think is genius politics, by the way.
Keep it in front of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, keep going at it until you force Congress to act, right? Like, because Republicans refuse to address the issue of student loan debt, which is nothing short of a crisis, right? It's like over $3 trillion or something like that. And remember, you know, this wasn't, student debt forgiveness for everybody for everything, right? It was income delimited. I've digressed. Getting back to the law. The question will be, does the language of the Higher Education Act of 1965 provide the executive branch and therefore the president enough power to do this under that act? So he's going to try it again. It will be challenged again. My opinion is Biden should keep doing this until the GOP in Congress or in states really does something to deal with the student debt crisis in this country. And I've heard a lot of conservative commentators today sort of vilifying.
Yeah, don't take the loan if you can't pay it back.
Right. Not just that. And then vilifying these institutions of higher education, right? Oh, yeah. By saying they have these bloated endowments. Well, that's true for a very small percentage of universities. Like, you think of the Ivies. Yes, they have endowments that outpace the GDP of some small nations, right? It just seems super disingenuous to me for Republicans to take that kind of posture when, if you take our state, for example, Republicans aren't funding the university system here in Wisconsin, which used to be one of the systems of highest esteem and most affordable and accessible to working families here in Wisconsin. And they're gutting that system slowly but surely, drip, drip, drip. And lest I forget, of course, Governor Walker, remember what he tried to do? He slipped into this budget where he actually was trying to take out of state law the language that described the Wisconsin idea.
Oh, I recall.
Right? Education for education's sake, so that we have an informed populace and citizenry.
Republicans don't want informed populace.
No, clearly not. So that was the student loan forgiveness policy. And I want to say this here on this show. I think this would be a really good place to say this. So I have now worked in government for nearly 12 years. I spent the first, seven, 8 years of my career in private practice. I was a single person entirely on my own. I never got married. While I was making very good money, it was extraordinarily expensive where I was living, right? Like in New York and Chicago, I had to travel quite a bit, most of it covered by work. And I don't mean this to be, oh, poor me, I had this great privilege. I did. It was wonderful. But it's not like I was walking away from that with like, cha-ching, I'm good for the rest of my life. So when I went into public service, I had to rejigger my entire lifestyle. I had gotten burned in the 2008 crash really bad. So I was like just barely solvent, right? So one of the things that wasn't impacted by this decision is the public service student loan forgiveness program. And I actually applied for that. You have to have 10 years of continuous service in public service to qualify for this loan program. So I applied this past fall, and my loans were just forgiven. I didn't have much left. It was maybe like $8,000 or $9,000. But it was forgiven just a few months ago. And I had a fixed loan rate. I had managed it really well. It was a very low interest rate. Nothing that was going to hamper my monthly budget, right? But it was like, I couldn't believe how overwhelmingly relieving that was.
Yeah.
Just the mind space that those things occupy. And so I think one of the really, really dastardly parts of today, regardless of what the legal merits are here, is the harm that this is really going to cause, not just to pocketbooks, right? And are people going to be able to make rent? But like the psychological whiplash of what's going on here is just extraordinarily callous. So again, I think Biden, keep going back at this, force the GOP and the Supreme Court to keep telling middle America no, and that we don't really care about you.
Maggie, I was supposed to get some money from the GI Bill, student loan reimbursement. I never did. Since we've been doing this show, about 12 years now. since we've been on this show, I've repaid my student loans. And it wasn't the well-paying job that is the devil's advocate, but, you know, life allowed me to finally get caught up in my 40s.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
46.
Yeah. I had a mass comm degree, which, I mean, nearly worthless. And I got to tell you, I didn't have that much debt. I only borrowed 10 grand, but by the time I started paying it back, it was like 16 grand. And it took me the next 20, 15 years of my life to pay it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a better shot of paying off the mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, and you can't strike them in bankruptcy. When did that come around? Right. That wasn't always the case, right?
Well, that's been around for a couple of decades at least. Yeah. But that would be an interesting origin story, wouldn't it? Like, yeah. How was that exception made? Because it would seem to me that of all of the debt that someone might need most resolved in bankruptcy, it would be that, oh my gosh, I got an underwater basket weaving degree and it cost me 200 large at Yale.
I'm less sympathetic to that circumstance than the guy that comes back from the Army and goes to the University of Phoenix, which gives him a degree that effectively doesn't qualify him to do anything. You know, if you went and got an under, if you were dumb enough to get a mass comm degree from anywhere, that's on you. But
well, I think what you're pointing
I draw a distinction to the intent of the universities themselves.
Well, this
if
is
you the call the University of Phoenix a university.
This is the tension point, right? If we accept the Wisconsin idea as true, right, that education, even in not marketable, not bankable fields, is valuable, that then that leads you to a place where government does have a very clear role in subsidizing higher education, because not all function areas are equally needed at different points in an economic cycle, right? But yet we need people that understand British romantic poetry from blah, blah, blah. It deepens our understanding of humanity. That's why things are called, I've studied the humanities, right? Like the education and
welding.
Knowing.
Only welding.
Right.
Only welding.
Well, and this is what Walker tried to do with the Wisconsin idea, was basically say, no, we're creating labor widgets.
Right.
And that's all that matters. So if you just start with the first principles here, if we all can say that we want an informed population.
Can't say it. They don't want it.
Well, that's my point. That's why I say start with the values. Because if you're at least going to front like you care like that, well, then if education for education's sake matters, then that leads us to certain policy conclusions. But what we're always trying to peel back here on Civic Media is separating the performative from the reality. And the reality here is, if you look at GOP policies, what they say is they want to create us all into little perfect labor widgets.
Goes nice on a spreadsheet.
It does. Excel that, man.
We are the devil's advocates, often performative. Especially when
rarely
we got
informative.
When we got Maggie Dawn as something.
Except when I'm on.
All right.
It might rhyme and be clever, but it's not true. It's not true, I assure you.
Not at all.
Just because we're going into the 4th of July does not mean that the news stopped. And we've got two U.S. Supreme Court rulings. We've got another one to come back with. Maggie, give them a little preview, a 30-second bite.
Yeah, well, we've got to talk about the fact that apparently it's okay to refuse services to people because they're gay.
But only if you sincerely believe it. Religiously.
You know, religiously, I really hate, you know, people that are racists, misogynists, and just general, you know, dumb people. Can I just be like, no dumb people?
That's where we're going, I guess. Folks, stick around. We are the Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Friday.
No dumb people. What are you going to do, duh?
I didn't say no short people.
Announcing Backman's no-tax independent sale happening now. Purchase a Findlay Osana, a hot spring spa, or an endless pool, and Backman's will pay the taxes. Showrooms located in Madison and Brookfield.
Relax. It's Backman's.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by 101 Mobility, providing accessibility solutions for older adults. For a free in-home consultation, call 262-392-8418. That's 262-392-8418.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 68. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, with a chance for isolated storms. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 90. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
2.7 WMDX.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
It's radio show. Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media at 6 o'clock. Well, she does the best of on Fridays, but she joined us today live, and we do appreciate it. Lots of news coming out, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court. 303 Creative LLC versus Elenis. Is that how you pronounce Elenis? Elenis. 6-3 conservatives now say that you can refuse to do a website for what? Same-sex couples.
Yeah.
Now, let's start with the basis on here. Some of the reporting I've seen, Maggie, is that this wasn't really actually, no, like, factual. Like, this wasn't a thing. Like, she did not, it didn't happen, but they went to court anyway. How if that's the case, how would something like this even get that far?
You got me.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Because a bunch of conservatives wanted it to happen. Yeah, the concept that we're talking about here is ripeness. So, yes, on its face, if this woman, like, let's just take her claims as genuine. The fact that she had yet to be legitimately asked to build a website for a gay couple means that she actually hasn't been harmed, which means, yes, you can see that there's a conflict or controversy, but it hasn't yet ripened into a real conflict or controversy yet, thus depriving the plaintiff here of standing. That's what all of the federal courts should have done. And sent it back and avoided this. But no, not this court. And I just want to make this little observation, Dom. It was interesting to me. So these were the last three cases that they dropped, right? So we've got the student loan forgiveness program gone. Also today, you can discriminate and refuse to provide services to gay couples, okay? And yesterday was affirmative action gone. Why that grouping? Okay.
The timing.
Yeah. Why the affirmative?
4th of July, sister.
Oh, yes. I hit that was my first thing. You should totally listen to my show, The Maggie Dawn Show, available on civicmedia.us. I started with, isn't it interesting? We're about to celebrate Independence Day, and here we have a group of white male oppressors telling people that aren't white or male what they can do and can't do.
And right? Clarence Thomas.
And, well... That is a whole trip. But no, what I meant was why these two cases on Friday and the affirmative action case yesterday, right? There's a whole bunch of permutations of these three cases, right? You could have done two yesterday and one today. Well, what are the two cases that weren't put together? That would be the affirmative action case and the you can discriminate against gay people case. And I got to thinking, well, why is that? Well, maybe we wouldn't want to have two cases dropped on the same day whose rulings are as follows. You got to treat everybody the same. It's okay to discriminate against gay people because those are the two rulings. The affirmative action case, wiping that out, central premises, you got to treat everybody the same. And one day later, the Supreme Court said, nope, you don't. That to me, like, boiled down, distilled to its most base,
Mickey,
that's what happened.
Does it matter in your opinion that the basis is religious based? That, you know, I believe this thing, and so my heartfelt faith allows me to think this way or tells me to think this way, and therefore I don't want to go against my religious beliefs. Is that the premise here? I mean, is that what allows this kind of thing? Because when I'm, of course,
yes,
as the atheist, then where do I fall in that? Then how can I? Does that mean I can discriminate against anybody at any time in any way because I don't believe in any of those things? Or do I have to articulate a specific I don't like tall people kind of a thing?
So yes, there are a number of classes that are called protected classes under our Constitution. Race, gender, the nationality, country of origin, a bunch of things. And yeah, what this seems so problematic is exactly this. Where are we now drawing the line? Could all gay people now say, you know, that work maybe in like the fashion industry, I'm just not going to sell to people who are straight. And I'm not going to serve straight people. Like, I'm always asking people, like, compared to what? Right? Like, what's your baseline? When you talk about affirmative action, like, well, what's the baseline? Well, the baseline is we assume that the good way to do it, like, the thing that we need to preserve is the whiter version of it. Right? That's what they just said yesterday, is, like, it should just be whiter or Asianer. No, actually, we should be taking an affirmative step to undo, you know, like
400 years.
Yes, 400 years of oppressive systems that very court helped perpetuate time and time and time again.
But what is the limiting factor? Does interracial marriage, is that also something?
Miscegenation? Yeah, I mean, like, hey, Clarence, might that be a problem for you?
Is that, could someone then now deny services to an interracial couple based on their quote-unquote religious beliefs? I mean,
given that Scientology apparently is a legit religion and gets a tax exemption for it, I think we should just invent a religion and then start discriminating against all cisgender white.
That's the whole point, because and that's the thing about the religion, because there's an infinite number of religions. Because it's a religion, it's a faith, you can come up with whatever the hell you want. And whatever the hell you want, you can write it down in a piece of paper, and if people show up on Sunday and chant it and sing it with you, apparently that allows you, it gives you permission
to discriminate. Christianity.
So can then only Christianity? Can
it
we
is
then?
Truly, because even the Jews believe that abortion is acceptable. Life does not begin until the first breath. It's not a thing. Abortion's not a thing in Judaism. Christianity. Abrahamic religion.
Can the gay business owner then deny services to the Christian?
The breeders,
the Christians, or whatever the case may be. They would come out.
You're pointing out, where does this lead us? Right. That has to be the question that's asked. That's why, like, the language of the dissents here are extraordinary in all of these cases. And I said yesterday on my show, and I'm going to repeat it here now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent in the affirmative action case is 30 pages long. It should be required reading for every American.
I heard you do some of the reading last night.
I tried to. It was hard.
Emotional stuff.
It's so gross what they're doing.
Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. We air grievances. Having Maggie Dodd in the WOC studios ain't one of them.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Sorrow and outrage in the nation over a spate of mass shootings overnight this July 4th holiday, including one in Philadelphia, where a gunman rampaging through the city killed 5 people. Mayor Jim Kenney.
This was a terrible, tragic situation that has traumatized the community.
We are begging Congress to protect lives and do something about America's gun problem.
Three died in Fort Worth, Texas, in a shooting after a celebration, and eight others were hurt. Police Chief Neil Oakes.
We have our homicide unit working diligently on this to try to identify and apprehend any suspects.
Now to Israel, where Israeli forces have reportedly begun withdrawing from the Palestinian city of Jenin. At least 11 Palestinians have been killed, but this man says.
The Palestinian people are strong. Netanyahu will not overcome the Palestinian will, and he won't gain anything.
Israel struck a camp yesterday in what it said was meant to destroy weapons. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. United We Rock is the theme for the Waukesha Parade this year. The parade followed a new route starting at the Dreyfus State Office Building on Barstow, proceeding down Main Street to Maple and ending at Park Avenue. The ongoing violent holiday weekend in Milwaukee persisted as seven people were shot, resulting in two deaths. Four of the shootings occurred within an hour and a half. A 15-year-old was killed last night near the fireworks celebration in Milwaukee. In separate incidents, two 15-year-olds sustained injuries and another 40-year-old man died. A former Walworth County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 21 years in prison for sexually assaulting multiple women and girls over a 10-year period while off duty. Gerardo Baca pleaded guilty to several charges, with the assaults taking place at his Delavan home. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Divine Paint and Decorating in Delafield, your full-line Benjamin Moore paint store. For hours and location, call 262-303-5129. 262-303-5129.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition going into the 4th of July weekend. A lot of lost fingers this weekend. Be careful out there, people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We are in the midst of the happy hour, and we got Maggie Dawn here, and that makes me happy. So does cold beer and something on the grill.
Dave Matthews Band.
I got to admit, not my best Dave Matthews Band experience.
And you've been a bunch, right, Mike?
I have. Like six times.
I think I've seen them three times.
It's either, there are like two playlists. There are like the playlist of the, I mean, he played some of the favorites. I definitely knew, you know, a handful of the songs, like five or six. But I've been to Dave Matthews concerts where I knew every song. That's not what happened last night for me.
Must have some new material.
Here's something about the new album. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Everybody groans. Oh,
oh no.
Let's go get a drink.
It was great, man. Same thing. I mean, I knew some of the songs, but I was with the crew that knew all of them. And if I didn't know, I'd just kind of lean in and they'd be singing it.
That's the best part.
Oh, watermelon celery.
Singing and dancing. There's nothing better in the summertime, baby.
I tell you what, let's take some calls. People want to react to the U.S. Supreme Court findings. And probably say hi to Maggie Dunn, 844-967-2789. A friend of ours, Dana from La Crosse, God's country. Say hi to Maggie Dunn.
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Maggie, I'm really enjoying your show as well. So I'm glad to have you all on the same show today. Yeah, you betcha. Happy 4th of July weekend, folks. Say, with these decisions that are coming down, I don't think they really realize what they're setting up here. So you got the one today about the website designer. And then I believe yesterday, the one came down yesterday also about the postal worker who gets to exercise his religious faith by not coming to work on Sundays. So conceivably then, I could be working somewhere. A customer could come in wearing a crucifix. I could refuse to serve that person. I would ultimately get fired. But then I could sue my employer for not allowing me to exercise my religious belief by refusing to, or not maybe my religious belief, but my belief by not serving someone who I think is a gullible rube.
Yeah,
what do you think?
First of all, I'm putting up hashtag gullible rube. I'm looking at you, Mike Pence. But yes, like that's why I was trying to say you've got one ruling today, right, that says you can treat people differently based on their race or their sexual orientation or whatever nonsense sort of excuse that you can come up with and then call it religion and file for a tax exemption. And yesterday, in the same breath, when it comes to that same sort of question, just this time it'll help Black people. A whole bunch of them are like, no, you got to treat them all the same. But it's not the same. Like, anyways, I couldn't agree with you more. We are on very thin logic ice and like righteousness ice, right? Where the court, and this is the thing, right? Like, these decisions that the court is making are huge, huge. Think about the cadence between like massive earth-shattering Supreme Court decisions before this particular court. It was like every few years there would be a big uproar. Now it's happening every single Supreme Court term.
And by that you mean they're overturning 40 years of precedent. Did they even try to meet the standard for why they should overturn the 40 years of precedent?
So there was an analysis in Dobbs where they go through. Like,
I'm sorry. I wasn't actually talking about Dobbs in this case. I meant the affirmative action.
Yes. I'm going to get there. I wanted to link that up because it's an interesting artifact of the affirmative action.
See, I thought I'd deposit not just a quarter, but 50 cents all at once.
Uh-huh. Well, let me give you a dollar's worth. So, yeah, in Dobbs, Alito actually went to great pains to talk through the standard for reversing precedent. What was fascinating in the affirmative action case was that nothing is ever said. They never say we're explicitly overturning these prior cases. But the language that is used in the case is so broad that what has been said in that case is that all of the prior jurisprudence of the Supreme Court that permitted this to occur in the past, it was all wrong.
I thought Thomas, in his concurrence, effectively named the case and said, this overrules it.
But he didn't have enough of the court joining his opinion as a concurrence for it to be considered an explicit overruling of those prior precedents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
See, that's why we have you come by on a Friday.
Listen, every once in a while, the rest guys of us learn are capable a little thing or two.
Of thinking that hard.
Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. Dana had a good point, but I think he brings an employment, you know, kind of an employment situation. This, the Phillips, Jack Phillips, the guy who wouldn't bake the cake a few years ago, kind of set the baseline for this, right? He's the owner, right? This case.
And that was also a free speech case.
Yeah, the 303 Creative. She's
free
the owner.
Case.
Yeah,
that's
she's the
yeah.
owner. Well, what happens when an employee of an organization engages in this same kind of free speech by not serving someone who's a gullible rube wearing a crucifix and then gets fired?
Right.
Is there...
Or, like, when does an employee get to dictate it and when does the employer, like, who wins, right? Because, like, Hobby Lobby won't pay for birth control. That remember the Hobby Lobby case? They were like, yep, Supreme Court, that's fine. You can do
that. But I'm a Satanist and we believe in contraceptive
right.
care.
So, like, this is what gets so absurd when you let religion start dictating laws. It's not a salient way to govern society. It's just not. That is for you and your household with your faith leader. It is not for a courtroom. It is not for a government. And that is fundamentally the problem.
Yes. Thank you, Maggie, for clarifying that.
And may I clarify, I'm not actually a Satanist, but I do play the devil's advocate occasionally on the radio.
It's like, and yet.
844-967-27.
All hail Beelzebub.
I got to point out this one little factoid. So Robin J. Voss has a business. It's called Robin J. Voss Enterprises. It had one of the PPP loans forgiven.
Big one.
Yeah, for yeah. $297,000.
Wow.
Okay. But yeah, you know, people with making $75,000 or less or up to $120,000, two different income targets in the Biden loan forgiveness plan. Like, good for me? Nope, but not for you.
Not
so fast.
Well, you're not expecting Maggie, consistent criticism, are you?
We talk about the Speaker of the Assembly, do you see his newest? Now he wants to go and start retracting grants given on minority criterion, grants of like $250 to $2,500 given to individual students, you know, of some minority status. It's like, man, that seems really damn racist and vindictive.
Yeah. What were the numbers again? $250
up to
$2,500. Yeah, you know, stick it to them where it really hurts. Here's the other thing that the GOP adopted budget did from Wisconsin. They zeroed out all the funding that Governor Evers had proposed for the following things. Zeroed it out. Outpatient mental health treatment. Day drug addiction treatment. Suicide and crisis lifeline grants and suicide prevention programs. Zeroed the items out in the budget. I'm sorry, what?
Well, that's just a renewal of tradition. Let's not forget when it was Ag Secretary Brad Peff, he was denied confirmation because he apparently chastised Scott Fitzgerald for zeroing out the suicide prevention hotline for farmers.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's so callous. And if you're listening and you're conservative, I just zeroed out outpatient mental health, outpatient addiction treatment, suicide and crisis lifeline grants and suicide prevention programs. Zero. Not like less. Zero. Here's the other thing. Facts. There have been 116 Supreme Court justices in this nation's history. Four of them have been non-white. Three of them are sitting on the court today. And of those 116, six of them have been women in the entire history of the country, and zero of them have been LGBTQIA. So, yeah, I think there's a legitimacy problem when the oppressors get to decide willy-nilly the rights of the oppressed. Because it's not working. You don't get to say on Thursday, treat everyone the same, and then on Friday, say, yeah, but except for the gays.
844-967-2789. Our pal Tom from L.A. Say hi to Maggie Dawn, Tom.
Hey, Maggie, what's going on? First off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Sorry, Maggie, didn't mean to jump on you.
No, love it. It's good to hear your voice again, Tom.
You have excellent message discipline, Tom.
Absolutely. Second, I think there needs to be some either commercials from people in the listening audience, or someone needs to buy some ads on civic media to talk about exactly what Maggie just said. And there needs to be some billboards on the I-94 corridor going all the way to Eau Claire into Madison and Milwaukee about Voss and this $297,000 forgiveness of the PPP loan. I mean, this is some big information that, I don't know, the person that runs against him should actually maybe bring up, or maybe the actual local media should talk about this. It really seems to me like there needs to be some sunlight in terms of what's going on out there with your guys' state legislatures, especially when they don't show up for work for, you know, 12
months. But Tom, here's the problem.
Of the year.
Tom, here's the problem. Gerrymandering, buddy.
Then I got to say one other thing for you, so don't hang up on me.
Well, gerrymandering's the problem. Adam Steen almost beat Robin Voss in a Republican primary. Hell, Donald Trump came to town and endorsed like 20 minutes away from Robin Voss's district and couldn't beat the guy in the primary. Now, the candidate that they ran against him might have been completely unappealing and perhaps a white nationalist, but I don't know the man well. That's for others to decide. But here's the point. The maps are so cooked, so baked in the cake, Tom. It doesn't matter what they do. There's no accountability through elections. You can't throw the bums out. They're in bummy districts.
Well, hopefully that world's going to change real quick.
It's going to take years for that to sort out. And now we have these weird decisions from the Supreme Court about like sort of when they will get involved, but not directly. I mean, that was the independent state legislature case. And like, thank God they ruled the way that they did. But there's this weird caveat that Roberts put in there that opens the door potentially to federal review of state courts adjudicating the district drawing decisions. So that's the thing that I mean to say about the Supreme Court. Even the cases that were considered potential wins this year, right? Like the couple of Voting Rights Act cases, Louisiana and I think
Alabama,
the independent state legislature case and the Indian Child Welfare Act case. All of those cases had these little caveats baked into them that make me very, very afraid.
Tom, wait. Give Tom his second thought. Tom, be quick, man. We're running out of time.
Hello.
Tom, give the second thought. Quick, buddy.
Yes. GayAndLesbianPages.com, GLPages.com, if you actually want to do business with people who support gay rights and give money to people in our community.
Amen, brother.
Well, Tom, you know we've been a partner for a long time. We appreciate you calling and representing not just the leftist coast, but as an ex-Badger, expat, you know, kind of representing all of us in a certain way. Come back. Your phone calls, they're welcome here. 844-967-2789. We've got a fine guest in the Walk Studios. It's getting hot up in here.
Getting hiccupy up in here.
Yes, it's the hoppy. I'm drinking the Booze Cruise. It's a IPA with sort of a fruity hint to it. Pineapple, mango from our, what's this place called?
Bobcraft.
I was there this morning.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by 101 Mobility, providing accessibility solutions for older adults. For a free in-home consultation, call 262-392-8418. That's 262-392-8418.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance for isolated storms. Lows level off around 68. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude on 540 AM WAUK. Stephanie Miller Show on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show hanging out. We'll take your calls, 844-967-2789. I also want to shout out Doc from Madison. Happy birthday today. Maggie, before we get back to the lines, I want to get your opinion. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Election Commission, the Republicans playing some games there. What's your thought here? My understanding is she's still on the job. Why is Devin LeMahieu going down this road to try to, what, force her out? Is there any traction to this, you think?
Well, that depends. When does Janet get sworn in?
August 1st.
Right? So, I think it state law requires two-thirds of the election commission to forward the nomination onto the Senate for confirmation. The three Republicans voted for it. The three Dems abstained. So, not two-thirds. I don't believe they've actually tried to take a vote to remove her on the Senate floor. And I don't know if the state laws actually say anything about removal of the elections director. Because remember, the Wisconsin Elections Commission came about because Republicans were really ticked off about the independent prosecutor investigation into Walker. And so they dismantled this prior agency and then booted out its director. So, here we are again. You know what I mean? It's sort right. of like...
History repeats itself.
Oh, man, come on, y'all. Get a new playbook. It's this thing again? I mean, for real. It's just... This is sort of standard GOP Wisconsin politics. If it works for them, they'll do it.
But is there any consequence to it?
I don't really know. She's still in the job.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the result of that DNR case, Mike.
The preen.
Yeah.
Here's the question before I so rudely interrupted twice. But I forgot. Talk amongst yourselves.
A deep and well-pondered question. Thank you, Michael.
So I did want to point out, and I was saying this to Mike in the break, that one of the most ironic pieces about the affirmative action case, right, is not just that Clarence Thomas... indisputably was a very clear beneficiary of affirmative action and has said so himself. But the other thing that's really ironic is that Brett Kavanaugh was a legacy admission to Yale and said during...
Don't think he would have made it on his merits.
I'm good at beer. No, he said during his confirmation hearing, I actually looked up the quote because it's so good. I got into Yale Law School. That's the number one law school in the country. I had no connections there. I got in there by busting my butt in college. No, no, Brett. No, sadly, that's a lie. Your grandfather, Everett Edward Kavanaugh, of the Theta Chi chapter of the SSS Society, somebody found the yearbook, 1928. Everett Edward Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh's grandfather, attended Yale. Brett went to Yale as an undergraduate. Guess what percentage of Yale undergraduates are legacy admits?
Probably a big chunk.
Yeah, 25%. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
So, like, it's affirmative action for white people.
Yes.
Rich white people.
Rich white people.
Yeah.
People whose parents were rich enough to go there. When will a rich white guy catch a break? Yeah, I mean, damn it.
Let's get to the phones while there's still time. Rico likes it when we call him Papa Rico.
Hey, Rico.
Say hi to Maggie Dawn. I hear you're going to the Brewer games on some Maggie Dawn tickets.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Maggie.
You better be glad you said you were taking your grandkids. She was just about to take them back.
Oh, I know. I saved them. Hey, you know, but I got... Hey, little story, if I got time now, guys, listen, you guys are all in this story. Back in April, you gave me some tickets for some Brewer games, Curdy, thank God, and I got two grandkids, so I took the oldest one, you know, and, you know, Papa's got to go, right? I got to drive. So I got in this predicament because the youngest one, he will play catch with me until my arm falls off. His name's Cameron, and he says, oh, I showed the pick Braden up that day. We went to the game, and he looks at me like, oh, you, what are you taking him for? He don't play catch with you, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'm in a predicament here. And so anyway, long story short, he was over last night, and you guys were on, and I said, well, Papa, you know, he looks at me, he says, Papa, are you going to win those tickets? You said you were going to win tickets for me, Papa. And I'm like, well... They're not really giving them away, buddy. You know, the Devils aren't really doing it tonight. These are the guys. I had you guys on the YouTube thing. All those are the guys. And he was checking out the radio anyway. And I said, I don't know, buddy. Looks like they're not giving them away. He looks at me like, some radio guy you are, you know. And all of a sudden I said, Rico, where are the villains of this story? You saved my day, Maggie, because you came out and said, oh, I'm going to give these tickets away. I said, I don't know. I got a chance, kid. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, hon.
Enjoy the game. Happy 4th. How did I become the villain of Rico's story?
I don't know, but I like it.
you fit the part, man.
Pizza Box Mike, welcome back, man. You got your big show rolling out at 7 o'clock outside the Pizza Box, but what's your early thought?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tear it up and probably rob my boss in the process. When I heard him say, oh, he may huff and puff, because you know how tough that Robin boss is, right? Wouldn't want to run into him during the apocalypse, would you? Anyhow.
No, I would. I'd take all his stuff.
It's the purge.
He wouldn't last long at all. I don't even know. Anyway, so you remember when I used to sit outside his office and huff and puff on that vuvuzela? I got half a mind to get a bus of 50 people that can blow that thing till the end of Maggie Dawn's show. And everybody go to Robin Boss's house on that bus and blow and blow and blow and take that civil disobedience ticket. No problem.
What was it? Isn't there a biblical reference somewhere there? Some horns of Jericho or something tearing down the walls?
I don't know. Dom and I are like, tear down the wall.
No. That was Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Different album.
Outside the Pizza Box, right here on the Civic Media Network. Find him on WMDX, our flagship from Madison, Mad Radio 927. Find it on the shiny new Civic Media app. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. And Scott Walker, the guy who completely violated Wisconsin law and told the Supreme Court and the Republicans.
He had me violated.
That little ass out. It is just disgusting that now they're going after the commission they created to, you know, bail Scott Walker's butt out. That it's just disgusting. And twist the law however they want, and it is just remarkable. And I wonder if
short on time. Have a wonderful 4th. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Don't blow off your fingers. One thought.
If you've never had a Supreme Court case, decide if you have the same rights as others. You're privileged.
Ah, thank you, Maggie Dawn.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com. This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Divine Paint and Decorating in Delafield, your full-line Benjamin Moore paint store. For hours and location, call 262-303-5129. 262-303-5129.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.